We obviously haven't had the best of form recently, and we really needed to go in and get the result today, and we managed to go in, get through it and come out with the win and progress to the next round, which is all that mattered.
Christian Cabasele opened the scoring midway into the first half. It took quite a while to get the second goal. Did you at any time think that the game was maybe potentially running away from Watford?
No, of course not. I mean, Burton are a good team, and we knew that coming into the game it was going to be tough, so it was all about biding our time and making sure we kept playing our football and trying to open them up, and we knew it would take a bit of time, but it happened in the end and we're able to get the second as well and progress, which is clearly obviously the most important thing.
You looked absolutely exhausted running towards the goal, for your goal. Describe the feeling.
I mean, you can't really describe it. I mean, I was just saying earlier, when you get on a run like that, you don't really think about it, and it kind of just happens, and it was good for me to obviously get on the score sheet with that kind of goal. It's only going to do me a world of good.
And in terms of the win today, do you think it can act as a springboard for Watford season to turn poor run of form around?
Definitely. I mean, obviously, the players are well aware of the form that hasn't been good enough recently, but we came in today hoping we could give the fans something to cheer about, and we managed to do that. So, like you said, hopefully we can use it as a springboard and get some more points on the board in the Premier League.
Goal seemed inevitably to come, both for Watford but for yourself as well. In your time this season, you've been creeping and creeping into the side this year. A fantastic way to do it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, when I came here, I mean, I had the opportunity to come in and try and get some game time, but I knew as a player it was going to take time. It's all about working your way in and taking your opportunities when you get them. So hopefully giving the manager something to think about, and maybe I can get some more game time in the future.
There's yourself. We saw Brandon Mason as well playing a big part today. There's a fair few youngsters coming through in this side that the manager's allowing to come through. Do you think that adds a bit of extra chemistry when the youngsters are all brought through as a group almost and into this first team?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it shows all the young players at the club that there's a pathway there. There's a pathway to come through the academy and get opportunities in the first team. And Brandon's done so well. I mean, he's come in and he's just looked at ease, really, and looks very comfortable at the level. So he's doing really well.
And you guys will be needed at the moment because it's injury troubles as well. You've got players away, of course, on African Cup of Nations. There are opportunities for the youngsters to make an impact, but is there a feeling that you have to make an impact as well when you come in because of the situation the team's in at the moment?
I mean, not necessarily because of the situation. I think being a young player at a Premier League club, you know, when you get an opportunity, you have to make the most of it. I mean, that goes for us and for any Premier League club, really.
Are there any dream ties that you'd like for the fourth round at all? Any team you'd like out of the hat?
I wouldn't say there's a dream tie, really. I think any game, we're going to take it and we're going to make the best of it and try and progress to the next round.
As you were running forward to score your goal, there was a few guys shouting for the ball to the left and right of you. What was going through your head as you were kind of getting towards the penalty box?
I mean, as I was getting closer, it kind of opened up, and there wasn't any challenges coming in immediately. So I just thought, I need to hit this, and luckily for me, I found the back of the net.
And very quickly, looking ahead to that Middlesbrough game in the Premier League that's coming up for you guys, just how important is that going to be to try and get out of that dodgy run you're on just now in the league?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the lads are going to draw a lot of confidence from the game today, and we're just hoping that we can take that in and get a big result against Middlesbrough on the weekend.